Cats in a medically supportive role, part 5. Cats really cannot be described as being a service animal as such. Their abilities to fetch and carry do not really conjure up a picture within me as being that helpful to someone who might not be able to see, hear, or get around in public places, for example. But that does not mean to say that cats can't be used in other areas of support when needed. As I mentioned before, some cats are sent as angels and they just arrive on your doorstep and become what you need just at the right time. Their presence is awesome. They are awesome. When one is emotionally challenged, a cat can be just what the doctor ordered, and the only side effect that I can see is that they might miss depositing their excrement outside of the litter box occasionally. Wouldn't it be great if we humans could get along without drugs and harmful medicines that hurt you in other ways when used for a particular ailment in your body, when all you would need is a prescription for a cat to love and nurture? Emotional support and companionship may not be considered a physical work task. However, their presence in these roles are certainly worth consideration where cats are concerned. My sister has always had a cat. She has suffered mentally through her our cruel upbringing all of her life, and I know she has had a few cats in her life to help comfort her in times of need. And even where she works as a carer through the long nights of a facility that houses people of all ages with physical and mental disabilities, their house cat is among their prized possessions. My nephew suffered a tragic and horrendous beating when he was a mere 13-year-old person at the hands of a bully, which left him mentally retarded for the rest of his life. He is now in his 30s and he adores their cat as a comfort to him. So people with mental health issues do well to have a cat as their support animal. And that is the end of part 5.